the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. Movie stars, filmmakers, and of course, our resident movie critic, George Prentice, are all headed to the Toronto International Film Festival next week. TIFF, as it's affectionately known, is the place to find the movies and documentaries that will be making headlines in 2024. And George will spend several days watching nonstop movies, and we're not making that up, to find the best ones to watch. And he's joining us now for a preview of what he's planning to see. George, I'm always excited before you head off to TIFF. I love when you go and we can talk about this.
So interesting, Gemma. When I pack to go to TIFF, I actually have to carve out a fair amount of space just for my notebooks. You know, if customs ever stopped me, they'd probably like, are you selling these? So it's like why do you have like 30 notebooks? It's because I fill them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I'm curious about, though. Yeah. So we are still in the midst of the writers and the actors strike.
Yeah.
So is this going to have an impact on the festival? Because I'm assuming maybe, you know, certain actors can't be on the red carpet.
Absolutely. Union rules prohibit actors from promoting films that they've already made unless there's some special agreement. And it's usually only with foreign films or small little independent films. But that means no red carpets, no interviews, no post-screening Q&As, no social media. And a great example of that just happened, I think, about a week ago, maybe a week or two ago, when Selena Gomez, I don't know if you heard about this, she went on her social media to talk a little bit about Only Murders in the Building. She was roasted on social media. It's like, what are you doing, you know, from other actors? And she deleted the post, et cetera. You're not even allowed to put anything on social media to promote movies. So, no, actors probably won't be there. But it's interesting. We are in an era of actor directors, right? And so I know, for instance, in Toronto, there are films that have been directed by, among others, Michael Keaton, Chris Pine directed a new film. Anna Kendrick has a new film as a director. Kristen Scott Thomas. Ethan Hawke is a director. He said he'll be there in Toronto as a director. Viggo Mortensen will be there as a director. But how do you interview them and them not talking about their quote-unquote performance? So it's a really thin line. That said, I think it's got to be 300 plus, maybe 350 movies are on the program. And again, it's, you know, yeah, there's red carpets, but it's for people who just love movies. But part of an actor's job is selling movies, right? Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers spent $150 million to market Barbie, and they put Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling out there just before the writer's strike. And you know that helped Barbie. That is not happening for any films anytime soon. So how important is a film festival? Very important. Independent movies no one saw coming all premiered at TIFF. Moonlight, mm-hmm. La La Land, Slumdog Millionaire, 12 Years a Slave, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Nomadland. No one heard of these films before. They were small independent films, right, before they came to TIFF. And then they went on to take home Oscars.
Well, and George, I remember a couple of years ago when you and I were talking about TIFF before you headed out, mm-hmm. and you talked about an unknown movie called Green Book, and you were like, you know, I think this movie might go somewhere.
Yeah, and it wasn't on anyone's radar.
Right. And that's what's so amazing about TIFF. So with that said, you get little previews before you actually go back there to watch the whole film?
Not much of a preview. I've got a program guide that, by the way, it's a textbook. It's a textbook.
Yeah.
I just dropped it there. So I've got it. It's earmarked, but there's just a few lines about each film. But these are some of the titles that interest me. And if my radar is any good, this old white man's radar, I know it's kind of rusty. These are some of the films that I'm interested in. So real quick, a movie called Lee. It stars Kate Winslet. Anything with Kate Winslet, I want to see. She plays the great American photojournalist Lee Miller, Alexander Skarsgård, Marion Cotillard, and Andy Samberg in a dramatic role as a fellow photojournalist. It's called Lee. Rustin. Remember this name. The film is called Rustin, and an actor by the name of Coleman Domingo. I don't know the story. It is the story of Bayard Rustin, who was an activist who actually organized the 1963 March on Washington, but was forced into the background because of his sexuality. The movie is called Rustin. Can't wait to see that one. Knox Goes Away stars Michael Keaton. I love Michael Keaton in a dramatic role. He's a hitman losing his memory. It puts him in a race against time to help his estranged son, played by James Marsden. His best friend is played by Al Pacino. This is directed by Michael Keaton. Very interesting. Two really interesting titles from Tommy Lee Jones, who I love. One is called Thinnest Kind. Tommy Lee Jones and Jenna Ortega, we know her from Wednesday, they star in a new crime drama about a crew of fishermen who tread dangerous waters. And then Tommy Lee Jones co-stars with Jamie Foxx in a movie called The Burial. It is a true story, a David and Goliath courtroom drama about a family struggle to hold on to their mom and pop funeral home. And then One Life, starring Sir Anthony Hopkins. I don't know this story, but I guess it's fairly well known in Britain. It's a gentleman by the name of Nicholas Winton. And late in life, his wife was asking him to clean out his cluttered up office, and she uncovered the long buried folders and notes. It turns out that Nicholas Winton helped rescue hundreds of children from Europe on the verge of the Second World War. He was knighted. Anthony Hopkins plays him as an older man, but then there's flashbacks of him as a young man. His mother is played by Helena Bonham Carter. The movie is called One Life. I think that sounds pretty good.
Mm.
But kind of quirky movies. I'm always looking for a little quirk.
Mm-hmm.
This is what interests me. Here's a movie that sounds pretty interesting. It's called Flora and Son. It's an Irish movie. Okay, yeah, I've got a soft spot for Irish movies. But it's from the same director, John Carney, who gave us a movie a few years ago called Once, with beautiful music. It won the Oscar for Best Music.
Yeah.
So here's another good story that includes music. So it's the story about a single mom, and she can't get a break from her teenage son because, well, he's a teenage son.
A teenager.
And she can't connect at all. She tries to buy him a guitar because she knows that he likes to go in his room with boomboxing and beats and things like that. He's like, no, forget it. So she decides to learn the guitar online from a guy on the other side of the planet, played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The movie is called Flora and Son. Let's take a listen.
We're ready to teach you how to shred the knob on guitar.
So, you want to learn the guitar?
This is a gift you can take to your grave.
What's your problem?
I didn't know I had a problem.
You're teaching guitar online, love.
What are you hoping to get out of this?
I thought this guitar might make my son think I'm cool.
I'll be back in an hour!
I don't care.
How annoying is he?
Very annoying. Was that yours? How did you make that? It sounded epic.
Come on, girl. Let's get in trouble. Shake and not stir to James Bond from Dublin.
We got something real.
But without him, I have nothing.
We're living a high life.
How come the way things are never enough for you?
They never were.
So mother and son make some great music, but then there's this relationship the mom has with this online instructor.
Playing the guitar, it's so sexy.
Okay.
Is that why you took it off?
Well, let's focus on you.
Are you coming on to me?
I think that sounds pretty charming.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm into that. And, of course, you know, some people need subtitles for that strong Irish dialect. I love it. One other movie that has my full attention. A writer-director, Alexander Payne, is so good. Let me tell you, I'll remind you of some of his movies. He gave us The Descendants with George Clooney. Mm. I think that's one of George Clooney's best. He wrote about Schmidt for Jack Nicholson. The cult favorite, Election, right, with Reese Witherspoon and Matthew Broderick. And, of course, he wrote and directed Sideways, that great movie about that wine-tasting trip that goes horribly wrong. Well, he's back with a movie called The Holdovers, starring Paul Giamatti, who, of course, co-starred in Sideways. Here, Paul Giamatti plays a professor This guy is prickly at best. I mean, he's at a boarding school, and Jamadi is told, his character is told, he has to stay at the school with a few students who can't go home for Christmas. Let's listen.
Sir, I don't understand.
That's glaringly apparent.
I can't fail this class.
Oh, don't sell yourself short, Mr. Coates. I truly believe that you can.
Every year at Barton Academy, students, faculty, and staff depart the campus for a two-week winter break. But there are always an unfortunate few who have nowhere to go for the holidays. They're known as the holdovers.
Mr. Hunnam.
Hello, Mary.
I heard you got stuck with babysitting duty this year. How'd you manage that?
I thought all the Nazis were hiding in Argentina.
Stifle it, Tully.
You just earned yourself a detention, sir.
Being here with you is already one big detention.
Son of a That's another detention!
Do you think I want to be babysitting you? No, I was praying your mother would pick up the phone or your father would arrive in a helicopter or a flying saucer.
My father's
to take you
dead.
You don't tell a boy that's been left behind at Christmas that nobody wants him? What's wrong with you?
There's nobody here, okay? You stay out of my way and I'll stay out of yours.
Let me sleep.
And most of the kids dislike you, pretty much hate you. Teachers, too. You know that, right?
I find the world a bitter and complicated place, and it seems to feel the same way about me. I think you and I have this in common.
I don't think I've ever had a real family Christmas like this before. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
I'm there. It's called The Holdovers, mm-hmm. right? It comes out later this year before... the holidays, and so I think that means probably an Oscar contender. Paul Giamatti, right, a great character actor, but mm-hmm. I'll be there because Alexander Payne, when I just think of the movies, they're always like funny, 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 heartbreaking, funny, funny. In other words, you know, life.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
his work is so good.
Yep.
Okay, George, there is it's a mini series that's coming out that has been highly anticipated, especially for those of us here in Idaho, and that is All the Light We Cannot See by Tony Doerr. And I have to tell you, first off, George, this is probably my most favorite novel I've ever read in my entire life. I'm a huge reader.
Which makes us nervous, right? Because when adaptations of our favorite films, but then there's a trailer out, and
oh my goodness,
Gemma, you've seen it, yeah.
I have,
It looks spectacular. It's going to be epic. Mm-hmm. So TIFF, long before it was fashionable, began showing television productions and premieres of television. And so the world premiere of All the Light We Cannot See is going to be at the Toronto Film Festival. And Tony Doerr is going to be there. And boy, does this look good, right? 1944 France.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Marielle, the blind girl who spends her days and nights broadcasting radio stories. And then there's Werner, the young man who loves the radio, but he's also a conflicted Nazi soldier. Mm-hmm. This is epic, right? In an age where so many of our epics are, you know, superheroes or fantasy,
right.
This is an epic of this world that we usually don't see anymore. Things like Dr. Zhivago and Lawrence of Arabia. This is – the source material is so rich. I cannot wait. I think I'm the luckiest guy on the planet because I've got my ticket for the world premiere of All the Light We Cannot See. And you bet we're going to spend some time with Tony Doerr in Toronto. And Gemma, I'm going to report back to you on all of that.
Well, and I have to say, George, I am actually really thrilled that it is a miniseries and not a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Because the novel is so epic that I don't know how you could have made even a 2 or 2.5 hour film and done this book justice.
And it's an international cast. We know, for instance, I think Mark Ruffalo is in it.
Oh, who's the other actor?
Hugh Laurie is in it.
Hugh Laurie. Yep. Yes.
And it just looks great. It looks great.
I'm so excited.
And so the rest of the world will see it later this year, but we'll have a taste of it, and we will share that with our listeners just in a few days.
Well, I'm so excited for that, George. And I know though the rest of us have to wait until November 2nd for it to come out on Netflix.
Yeah.
However, George, so we will be talking with you the day after you talk with Tony Doerr. So
the day after the world premiere, we'll report back to you.
Okay, well, looking forward to it. And as always, George, oh my goodness, so appreciate all of this. And so looking forward to your reporting from TIFF. So always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks so much, Gemma. And I've got to go find my passport.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Make sure it's up to date.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with our resident movie critic, George Prentice, about his trip to the upcoming Toronto International Film Festival. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.